We have partly cloudy skies and 48 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy today, a high of 72. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Topping the news, the National Weather Service Wednesday afternoon said another tornado was determined to have occurred southeast of Anita Wednesday morning, prior to the fatal twister that occurred southeast of Adair. The Anita tornado actually occurred about 25 minutes before the Adair tornado formed and demolished an old barn, tossing debris about one-third of a mile. The remainder of the path was across rural cropland. The Anita tornado, which started at 1:04 a.m., 2.6 miles south-southeast of Anita, was rated an EF1 with an estimated peak wind of 90 to 100 miles per hour. Its 50-yard-wide path was 1.1 miles long and ended at around 1:06 a.m., 1.6 miles southeast of Anita. The National Weather Service in Des Moines spent Wednesday morning assessing the damage caused during a storm earlier that morning in northwestern Adair County. One person died, another was injured during what preliminary investigation determined was a strong EF2 tornado with an estimated peak wind of 120 to 130 miles per hour. Officials said in their statement a tornado developed quickly 3.2 miles southeast of Adair early Wednesday morning, resulting in one fatality and one injury. A rural homestead located just south of Interstate 80 sustained extensive damage to the single-family residence and the outbuildings. The damage survey team also found lesser damage to single-family residences and outbuildings located south of the main impact home. The twister's path was 4.8 miles and 150 yards wide. It's estimated to have begun at around 1:30 a.m., 3.2 miles southeast of Adair, and ended about 7 minutes later, 2.2 miles northeast of Adair. 74-year-old Linda Lee Brownlee died at the scene. Her husband, 78-year-old Harold Brownlee, suffered serious injuries and was flown to a hospital in Des Moines. Debris from their home landed on nearby Interstate 80 at mile marker 77. One semi was in the ditch at about the same location. Meteorologist Chad Hahn with the National Weather Service said it's very unusual to have a twister strike that early in the morning. He says only about 5% of tornadoes hit during the nighttime. While May, June, and July are typically the worst months of the year for tornadoes in Iowa, this was the first confirmed tornado this year. Last year, there were 69 tornadoes statewide, with the most notable hitting Bondurant, Marshalltown, and Pella on July the 19th. Over the past decade, Iowa has seen as few as 16 tornadoes during all of 2012 and as many as 88 tornadoes in 2014. In other news, the Atlantic School District's Board of Education Wednesday evening awarded a contract for the construction of the Washington Elementary parking lot project. The parking lot will include 95 marked stalls and room for 7 additional unmarked spaces. Bids for the project were opened at 2 p.m. on Wednesday. Snyder & Associates engineer Dave Sturm said there were 5 contractors bidding for the project, which had been estimated prior to by Snyder's to cost a little more than $444,000. The board had earlier decided they would accept the lowest bid, and the lowest bid of $418,731.70 was received by Precision Concrete Services of Atlantic. Dave Sturm said other bids came from Carley Construction, United Construction Services of Atlantic, Henningsen Construction, and Absolute Concrete from Slater. He said that 2 of the subcontractors for PCS are Berg Electric for the lighting and Stamp Construction for the demolition work and grading. Both companies are based in Atlantic, so Sturm says we have a local contract here all around. The project includes 7-inch thick Portland cement concrete pavement. The deadline for the substantial project completion is August 16th. That means it must be open for use by that date. Failure to meet the deadline will mean a $2,500 per day fine and liquidated damages for the contractor. In other business, the Atlantic School Board approved additional contract recommendations following those we previously announced. The latest includes Jenny Madsen, extended school year, Julie Fippen, summer vocational rehab, and Mallory Kirkhoff as summer school paraeducator. And the board approved an increase of 2% for fiscal year 2019-20 principal salaries, which includes FICA and IPERS. In our funeral announcements, Mary Howard, age 59, of Atlantic, died Saturday at her home. Funeral services for Mary Howard will be this morning at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. William Bill Kimball, age 71, of Des Moines and formerly of Brayton, died May the 12th at Mercy Hospital in Des Moines. A celebration of life for Bill Kimball will be this afternoon at 3 o'clock at the Scottish Rite Consistory in Des Moines, with a memorial gathering to immediately follow and running until 6 p.m. The Isles Funeral Home Westover Chapel in Des Moines has the arrangements. Madeline May Ehlers, age 91, of Minden, died Tuesday at Avoca Specialty Care. Celebration of life services for Madeline Ehlers will be held Friday at 4 o'clock at the United Church of Christ in Minden. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Jolene Hasbrook, age 48, of Audubon, died May the 10th at Bergen Mercy in Omaha. A Celebration of Life memorial gathering for Jolene Hasbrook will be held Sunday from 1 until 5 p.m. at the St. Patrick's Parish Center in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Mary Wallace, age 88, of Greenfield, died Sunday in Creston. Celebration of Life services for Mary Wallace will be held on Monday at 2 o'clock at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Joy Carr, age 75, of Anita, died Tuesday at Atlantic Specialty Care. A Celebration of Life for Joy Carr will be held next Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the Anita Congregational United Church of Christ. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Mitch Postlewaite, age 61, of Plainfield, Illinois, and formerly of Atlantic, died May 18th at his home. Burial will be held at a later date in central Kansas for Mitch Postlewaite. Janet Salem, age 79, of Atlantic, died Sunday at Iowa Methodist in Des Moines. A Celebration of Life memorial service for Janet Salem will be held at a later date. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. And Linda Brownlee, age 74, of Adair, died Wednesday at her home. Services for Linda Brownlee are currently pending at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Adair. The news was brought to you this morning by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.